Hi. In this video, I try to help you understand what podcasts are and how they work. Podcasts are audio or video programs that you download with a computer and can enjoy on your computer or on a portable device, such as an iPod. Many people use a program called iTunes to download podcasts. There are other ways to get podcasts, but let's begin by looking at iTunes. If you don't have iTunes on your computer, you can download it for free. Just type iTunes into Google. It doesn't matter whether you have a Mac or a Windows computer. You can use iTunes on either one. After you start iTunes, click on iTunes Store. Even though it's called a store, don't worry. Almost all podcasts are free. Next, click on Podcasts. Now let's look at the podcast in the Eigo o Manabu quick link that is in the Japanese iTunes store. There are two types of podcasts, audio and video. The audio podcasts are like radio programs, and the video podcasts are like TV programs. Let's look at this one to see what it's like.
GABA G-Style English Situation 別英会話へようこそ。西戸明子です。
Today we're going to be talking about using visual aids in a presentation.
If you are interested in this podcast, you should subscribe to it by clicking on this button. It will take a few minutes for the last program in the podcast to download. After you subscribe to a podcast, you can find it in the podcast section of iTunes. The podcast that we just subscribed to is made up of many individual shows. Podcasts are similar to radio and TV programs in that each podcast is a series of shows. In this case, GABA G-Style English is the name of the whole series. These are the individual shows in the series. After you subscribe to a podcast, iTunes will show you when a new show in the series is ready to be downloaded. If you click on this Settings button, you can change how iTunes checks for new shows or episodes, and what you want iTunes to do when it finds a new show in a podcast that you have subscribed to. Podcasts are like radio or TV shows in that they have audio and video content. However, they're like newspapers or magazines in that once you subscribe to them, they come to you automatically. If you subscribe to a newspaper, you will find it in the morning even if you were asleep when it was delivered. In the same way, if you subscribe to a podcast, you can find the new shows when you turn on your computer. Unlike TV and radio, you don't have to worry about when the next show will be broadcast. By the way, let me take a minute or two to explain the parts of the word podcast. Podcast combines the pod of iPod and the cast of broadcast. First, let's think about the meaning of iPod. Apple has many products that begin with the letter I. iPod, iPad, iMac, iTunes, iMovie, etc. The I in these products stands for Internet. A pod is a part of a plant or a machine that can be separated from the main part. So, the iPod is part of a computer that is connected to the Internet and that you can separate from the computer and take with you. Now, let's think about the word broadcast. Broadcast is also made up of two parts. Broad means over a wide area, and cast means to send. So, broadcast means to send radio and TV signals over a wide area so that people can receive them on radios and TVs. Now, I think we are ready to understand how the word podcast combines parts of the words iPod and broadcast to mean programs that are sent or broadcast to iPods over the internet. If you have an iPod or iPhone, it is very easy to use iTunes to copy the podcasts onto it. If you use a Sony Walkman or some other device, it may be a little harder to copy the podcasts onto your player, but I think it is possible. Remember that you can only watch video podcasts on devices that can play video files. Many iPods can do this, but not all. Before you buy an iPod or Walkman or some other device, make sure that it can play the kinds of podcasts that you want to subscribe to. In my next video, I'll show you how to use iTunes to find lots of podcasts that you can use to study English.